The academic study of children's books really goes back to about the 70s, not very old, really. Before that, children's books were studied by librarians and in education colleges, purely for practical purposes. But the idea that you could actually study it as a part of literature rather than part of education is pretty new. It really originated really in the States in the late 60s. A woman called Francelia Butler, we can pin it right down, in the University of Massachusetts, started a big children's book course, which was, of course, very popular. They always are. And the English department there was a bit ambivalent about it, but in fact, that course helped the whole department survive because it was so popular. And that's been the case ever since. So in the 70s over here, I started, I think, the first course in an English department rather than in an education department, which was under the banner of something like modern critical studies as a sort of stalking horse. But since then, we've been able to develop courses in over England, in Scotland, Britain now. There must be, I don't know, 70 or 80 courses, postgraduate or graduate courses, one sort or another. So it's very successful now, become very respectable.